You know what it is? It's not even that people switched up, bro. A lot of people I know are gone.
All the people I know that we started together, like, none of them are friends anymore. Everybody switched up that, like, used to chill.
So either people switched up or people just don't go here anymore. So, bro, I know mad heads. Yeah. Going into every year, you definitely lose a big... I lost a big-ass friend group, mind you. Every new semester, we as well. Yeah, it's all right, though. We're still making the most of it, don't get me wrong. To me, college isn't necessarily about who you know. It's how you use your time. If you just have a healthy balance of having fun-ass nights and nights that you don't remember, you know what I'm saying? But to balance that with, like, good-ass nights where your body and tests, and that's what you're here for, man.
We're just talking shit. This is the first podcast, the first official podcast that we're doing. Damn podcast.
Damn! He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT, though. Notorious? Yeah. I don't know what it is. Notorious and the Tupac movie were pretty trash, but Straight Outta Compton was very good. That was very good.
And for the Tupac movie, they didn't go to Jada Pinkett Smith to ask her things that happened. Can't
That's be. Facts. They were just making shit up. This is Moses.
Nah, that's all I got.
Meh.
I have any type of actual adjective for to describe the week, so I just got a noise.
That should be an adjective. That should be an adjective. How would you describe yourself? It's been hectic, especially like today, like this past week, because like we had our first meeting today and all that stuff, and like we're still trying to get the soundboard to be working. Like we talked to the mergers about that, and just try to get the radio station up and running basically for next week. Freshman and try to keep it, you know, steady and consistent throughout the whole year. That's the thing. And like all these meetings, I had 4 meetings today.
Nah, but it's just because everything's getting set up for now. I went to 2 meetings back to back. I was actually late to the TV meeting because I was at the fucking Best Buddies meeting.
Bro, walked in. All right, so we're done here.
I was like, all right then, let's fucking go.
Great meeting, guys.
We killed it.
Yeah, dude. But I think after like the first. Month and a half. I think like once everything starts like any rotation and stuff, then it'll just be easy and it'll fly by. We're just gonna be like, what happened?
Yeah, now it just sucks for it's because we have to train everybody to keep it a book. That's what's gonna be the most annoying part. But you do it like a week and a half. You train them for a week, and they're gonna start hitting you up with questions you should already know the answer to. If anything, we'll just talk to Peter Demerges. We'll be fine, dude. We'll be sorry. It's all good.
Kate knows everything about that.
Mm-hmm.
She's been doing it since freshman year, so she knows everything.
That's facts. That's facts.
But that's the easy part, though. Like, there's not really much they have to do. Like, they have to learn how to start, stop, just type in what you talked about.
Nah, it just looks overwhelming because it's a giant room full of stuff they've never seen before. But half the time, it's just like switches and shit. Just flip some switches here and there, and you're good to go. It just depends. It's as hard as you want it to be, though. Because if you want to make it elaborate and beast, you definitely can do that.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, and we want them to do it as professionally as possible.
You still open to the club, yo. So have fun. But if you actually want to do radio, this is just a leg up. You know what I'm saying? Imagine you wanting to do your career since freshman year of college. Mm-hmm. Like, then you have practice. Same thing with the podcast right now. This is just another avenue for us to expand off of. You know what I mean? It's just good to have experience in all these forms of, like, media. Because in our case, we all want to do media, unless I'm mistaken, right? If anything, for me, that's why. Except for Brandon. But, yeah. Yeah, nah. It's just because, like, look, I just did. I'm WICR. We're the executives, right? I just try to be a writer for the Ionian, and now I'm going to try to do some shit with ITTV. That's just, like, getting your hand and making yourself more marketable in a sense.
I would, but my writing is trash.
No, I can write. I'm just a little wordy because I used to like always be good at English, so that's my shit. I can write, but it's just annoying. It just depends. Liking to write and writing about shit you like about are two different things. That's what people have to realize.
That's true.
Yeah. So far, the 3 weeks has been chill though. It's nice to see all my friends because I haven't seen some of them since the entire summer. But it's like we all never left. You know what I'm saying? Everyone's still doing their thing. For whatever reason, senior classes are not fucking playing around. You feel me? Like, I have fucking papers on papers, though.
Like, 3 classes, like, and they were like, oh, so the assignment to do. I was like, what assignment are you talking about? You did not tell me this.
That was me today in my Spanish class, but he said it in Spanish. So I was like, what? He's like, ¿qué? Entrega la tarea ahora. What?
Like, this guy assignment's due. I was like,
Yeah, it's crazy. I have to hand in a full page synopsis of a story I just made up for Cosby's class tomorrow.
I mean, it's easy work, but I was still like, God, and then the next day the same thing happened. He was like, all right, so I'm just gonna collect the homework. Like, what homework? Like, you ain't say nothing. I know I should check Blackboard, but I preferred if like professors would say it like out loud and tell me then, like when the thing's due.
Yeah, I agree.
See, I mean, I'm here seeing you, so I'd probably appreciate you just to say something, professor. Because
Then that sticks in my head. Like, okay, I have that. Like, if it's just on Blackboard, like, I'm going to forget to check.
Yeah, the shout out's always important. So for every nigga who's ever taken media law and ethics, I never did the fucking discussion board because I always forgot. He don't talk about that shit.
I'll write it down.
I could have got a series. It's the reason I got a B+. I would have got an A if I did. I did none of them.
I would have got a better.
I did all of them. That's the only reason I passed, because I didn't do nothing that entire semester. But it's all good because I made it out. You
feel me? Man, my son's—he's still here. He's still surviving. Perfect. Mad heads we know are gone, Moses, but we still here, bro.
That's true.
That new room is nice, though.
I missed the theater, though. I can't front. The theater was a lit ass spot to have class in.
I never had class in.
What? I had film classes and shit, bro. We watched Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad in there. Come on, dude. And it was like film analysis, right?
See, so they're doing mass comm freshman year.
No, I took a few film classes. Like, it was mad comm. You just watch movies and just write a little paper on it. Like.
And he talks about it. The guy Dufino, sick ass professor, yo. He talks about movies, but the way he talks about them is like in such an like intellectual way. And it's not like condescending. Like, he'll make you laugh and then drop knowledge about movies.
I can't watch a movie the same after talking to Dean Dufino. Like, I literally go back and watch some old, like, movies I used to watch thinking they were really good. And I'm sitting here like, this quality's horrible. The camera work is so bad.
You notice, I notice every little thing now. He opens up the eye.
Yeah, it messed me up because I can't watch movies no more.
That's why I can't watch old movies, like old westerns and stuff.
You gotta have an appreciation for them shits because those shits are just like an hour of nothing happening. It's like a slow-ass burn to it.
Because they didn't have the technology then. Like, they had to do...
Yeah, I mean, you compare, like, Django Unchained to, like, an old Clint Eastwood movie. Come on, bro. It's two different things.
Wearing sheets as the ghost, like, come on, bro. We can see you under that.
Yeah, bro.
Not much has been happening since we did our last podcast. I mean,
what do you mean? Oh my God, the world is on fire, and California is as well.
Got six hurricanes rolling through. You feel me?
Let me expand.
X, Triple X drops some fire. Kodak drops some fire. Uzi drops some fire. Dave East drops some fire. Cozy Tapes drop. What else? How many things you want me to tell? Wow. Allers, you messed up. That could pass. What are you talking about? Allers. I've been in poli sci class and journalism class talking about the same thing over and over again.
Allers,
just used the wrong adjective and tried to back up the fact the world is ending.
I'm saying that this past week, yes, that's what I'm saying, that a lot of stuff happened this past week.
All right. He's trying to get the same.
The music dropped off before that. Uzi won an award. Uzi won an award.
For the album already?
Why is that whack?
The album's...
Wow, so you just hating, huh? Who else was on that card? All I know is who else was on that card.
What card? For what?
I said Uzi won an award at the VMAs. I'm saying.
I didn't watch the VMAs at all. But what did he win?
Part of it.
Okay, I'm just saying he won an award.
Yeah, no.
All right.
He might have won an award, but that album was trash.
No, that album is good. That album is good.
It's good for the Uzi fans. You know what I'm saying? XO Tour Life is still that song, but
no, like, it's facts. The only thing about it is, if you, all right, yeah,
defend your man.
If you're not Uzi fan, it's very true. But the thing is, it's Love Is Rage too. First of all, you guys probably know this, or maybe don't. Love does not stand for love. It actually stands for Lil Uzi Vert. And the thing is, like, this is his like backup album, and if you ever watched Love Is Rage, like the original album, and the album P's and Q's, he like was talking to like this Asian girl, then like broke up with her, and then Britney came in the picture and he like fell for her, and it was like the whole song was a sub at her ex-boyfriend who was like a basketball player. Mm-hmm. He was like, and then like a music player, and he basically saying like, it doesn't matter, like I took what's yours, now she gonna ride. At the end of the music video, Britney sits on the top of his head, and that like pulls up to the album cover Love Is Rage, and since they're no longer together, the Love Is Rage 2 is really like the death of like the relationship, and like that's why like there's mad like sad depressing songs, and he talks about like thoughts of suicide because like that was like really like his go-to.
There's definitely a lot of shit that goes into it. If you've been following Uzi, it means a lot.
Yeah,
which is, I feel, sick, I can't front, but I haven't been hearing.
Yeah, I feel
shit,
that though.
it makes sense for the Scott Pilgrim shit when it's him against the world. You know what I'm talking about? He's like sitting on like Tiff. What's that? What's his girlfriend's name? Brittany or something? Brittany, yeah. She's like the Ramona or whatever. And he's Scott.
That's they even have a song. I think Ramona and Scott. I'm something pretty like sure. That, yeah.
Hey man, shout out Susie, bro. He getting bread though. He getting bread. He's good in live performances. When I saw him at the Cardi concert, he had the entire venue go wild,
dude.
Yeah,
it's different to me. Like I don't know. I personally just like tuned it out. Like I was listening to it, so I downloaded. I listened to it. I like the song For Real. I like what else? There's another song that I like.
He has a good song with Pharrell on it. That one's sick.
Yeah, song was good too. Neon Guts.
I don't know, I
feel it. I honestly, I'm still warming up to it myself, but like just from the like a few of the tracks that I really got off of it, The Way Life Goes, that was one because like I found that interesting. He actually took a 2015 pop track and literally like in the lyrics he said, I heard this song a couple days ago and it goes like, and he literally sang the exact chorus to the song and I was just like, wow, like he's like, that was his like breakup song to get over. So he used a breakup song he listened to, put it in his song, like credited all that, and I was like, wow, like I thought it was his own song. And it like made me listen to that song as well. Like gave them credit.
Word.
Yeah.
I just have a problem. Like
I feel you, bro. I feel you.
It's just not his type of music, dog.
It is. Sorry, man. When you fall man, into
not
it,
everything is for you to keep it a bug.
That's why we say he has a cult following. If you follow him, it's a cult. If you don't, you don't. It's
yeah, the people who I know who actually love Uzi, they fuck with this album heavy, bro. They love mad songs. Song with The Weeknd and everything. I've been bumping Cozy Tapes recently, though. I've just been going full ASAP because I have the concert pulling up. I think that's going to be fucking
like
crazy.
I'm a real fan of ASAP like that. Like, I like all his, all the features that he does. I think he's dope on, like, kind of like Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, any feature, like, he did with Cardi.
On New Chopper.
Yeah, like, he killed that. Really ASAP, he bodied this.
No, but I'm talking about Rocky. I meant the entire Mob. Because remember, the Mob tape dropped. Ferg dropped his own thing. Then it's been all Rocky shit and all that other shit behind it.
Ferg's is pretty nice. I know, I don't know if you guys know, Kyle's dropping on the 28th of September. Kyle's dropping his album. And G Herbo's going to drop his album pretty soon, too. I know you guys might not be a fan of like the trap music, but G Herbo.
Fuck with Herbo.
Yeah, he always comes out with one or two bangers that you're going to hear on the radio. And I think, like, you know, he's probably the most popular drill rapper out right now, I would say. Pretty confident.
His name, if you say his name in a room, a lot of people
know him. Oh, yeah, I know him. Him or Lil Bibby. Yeah.
Him, Keith, Bibby.
Now, Keith, I don't know where Keith is. Nobody. Keith is like that legend that's gone. Like, he is the biggie of
trap music.
Craziest
thing. He's like 22 years old, bro. He looks like he's 40.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Hood niggas age.
He has to be around.
Hood niggas age in dog years. He's only 24 tops.
I'm actually going to pull out the receipts. I'm going to look this shit up.
I know Kodak's younger than us. You know, hood niggas just aging dog years. Honestly, it's horrible.
I'm still waiting for a couple of albums to come out, though.
What else? Nah, there's going to be some stuff next month. 2017's been a lit-ass year for music from a keyboard.
You know, Kodak's actually been dropping a track like every single week. Yeah, because if you have my mixtape app, he drops it all the time.
22.
Yep, that's it. 95.
That man looks like he's 44. He looks like he's 42. I remember hearing Sosa like my sophomore, junior year. Imagine your high school senior dropping that shit.
He was like 16, 17 when he dropped.
He dropped out of school, so I don't know.
He's still winning though, bro. Look at him.
No, I know, but I was just saying, high school senior, I was like, what school would he go to?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
School of the streets. He was already in jail. He was on probation in the video. him and Kodak, man, I mean. Gucci Man got off probation at the end of the month. I don't know if you guys saw that. That's a fact. He's been doing the right thing.
That man is fucking
I hope all the young rappers that have been messing up are looking up to him. You know, hopefully Tay-K doesn't get the death penalty.
Mm-hmm. Facts. That's actual facts.
Kodak to do, like, please stay low. Do
it. He has been. He hasn't been working with nobody. He's been chilling. I think he'll be able to actually start doing songs with Gucci Man soon too, because Gucci Man's off probation. It's all good.
Gucci Man's dropping an album next month too.
Yep.
Where?
Yeah, he has like the track list as well. He's like Schoolboy, Weekend. He has all of Migos on a song. He dropped one song so far and it's been lit.
Gucci?
Yeah. He's been consistently killing it since drop top.
Even though Cardi B's getting all the praise and respect out here, which she should, I'm still waiting for Rhapsody because I think she's the best female rapper out. I'm waiting for her to drop the
26th. Bro, I'm all for female rappers. She got balls. You got balls. Right. Bring it through.
See, that's that. And you, now all the
No Name Gypsy. You got balls.
Like, you hear like some of the stuff that Royce the 5'9 says. Like you'd be like, God damn! Like why isn't anybody responding? Now you got Cardi B coming out here. Like if they respond back, like that's what I want. Like go ahead. Say whatever you want. Now look, now she popping. She got number one song. She dethroned Taylor Swift because I think Taylor Swift was number one for a while. Cardi B, like she went back up. They were Bodak Yellow. Everybody's still bumping it. Every girl I know likes that song.
Yeah, that's so a fact. That's every a time fact. I play it at a party, they go insane.
You can play any song at the party. As soon as that comes up, everybody looking at
everybody's
I said, Lil, you can't beat, and they all just go ham. Oh, man. Also, I don't know if you guys know, I think China, Black China and Dave East.
Black China?
I think it's a thing. I'm pretty sure it's a thing. Bro, no, I mean, I've been seeing them together, man. Listen,
I haven't seen anything. That's Christina crazy.
Too. What's that mean? Christina Milian's been with Nick Cannon. Like, everybody, that doesn't exist, man. That's 35 years ago. That woman is 58 years old. that woman is older than Methuselah.
Ashton Kutcher said best. Ashton Kutcher said, I don't care.
Ashton Kutcher's 58, too. If I knew you back when I was, if I knew who you were back when I was 10 years old, you're 58 now. I didn't know 21 Savage. I didn't know Dave East. I didn't know half these people. That's why they're all of age.
Some shit like that. I don't think
Davies.
Clown.
Because,
I mean,
Davies and Black China, man. I don't know.
Please, Davies.
I don't know. Listen. He gonna
don't fall for the
I
trap.
Don't think he gonna fall. Listen, he from New York. You feel me? I don't know. You feel me? He gonna take it to Dykeman. She gonna try that out there in Dykeman, and she ain't gonna make it out of Dykeman. Nah, I'm playing. But nah, for real though.
Please don't. Please, Davies. Please don't. He had a good project. He was pretty dope. No,
Paranoia get the best of me. I think Black China is next on me.
Oh, okay. I better not hear that on the new album that comes out. Yeah, so there's a lot of music coming out. Still waiting for more. Eminem might drop. The GOAT, the other GOAT, one of the legends, he might drop. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for the Slaughterhouse to drop. That will never drop.
Is it me or is like every year just consistently gotten better? It's been crazy stuff. This year has been heat.
I think Drake's...
Top of my head, you got what, Tyler?
Drake's dropping Take Care 2 next year, I believe.
Is that real?
I think, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I saw photos.
I think, from what I understand, it might be Take Care 2, which is crazy. Because you're saying he's going to be back in 2018 to tell us the summary. So...
that's some Drake shit.
He said that on Do Not Disturb on the end of the last song of Do Not Disturb. He said, I'll be at 2018 to give you the summary. And then they saw the picture of him in the same place Take Care took place. So we're all sitting here like, All right
then. He made up with Tory Lanez and everything. Damn, he might be.
He did make Tory, yeah. That's crazy. Bryson Tiller probably will get on it. You know, Bryson Tiller's still hot right now. Damn, we all gonna be crying. He's cool with SZA. He probably cool with SZA.
Sure.
There's a lot of people out right now.
I was mad at that photo. I was like, leave SZA alone, bro. Please.
I mean, he doesn't have, you know, Janae Aiko all over Big Sean, so you know she ain't featuring on nothing nowadays, but...
They have their own project together.
Huh? Oh, no, I heard her on 2088. Are they bringing another one out, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Another one too.
Yeah. Word.
Big Sean just stole her. She was married. She had a whole husband. Nigga said it.
All right. And I mean, Childish Gambino used to date her. Like, what? Same shit.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
It's whatever, though.
Drake got curved by her on SNL. It's all good.
Oh, I saw that.
It's one of his thirsty attempts, man. Drake got some thirsty attempts out there.
Let the record show.
It's all good, though. He's still, that's why he be getting it. You know what I mean? Thirsty dudes be winning. All Drake do is shoot a shot. He get it in summertime. He got good shooting percentage.
That's what I'm saying.
Not every
shot
gonna go in.
All I gotta do is just shoot 40%, bro. You're set.
I think he probably shoots like probably 70, 80.
Nah, he's definitely, yo, when you're Drake, you're definitely higher up. I gotta give it up.
Huh? No, no, he has to shoot.
I don't think so.
I mean, listen, Madonna.
I don't think so. On the person. If it's somebody who's like a real, real celebrity, now obviously you still have to shoot. Like J Lo, he probably had to shoot. But like,
Madonna.
And he's green release, bro.
Madonna snatched his soul. Like he was on he tilted his head.
He
up.
Made a whole song called Madonna, man. That's neck right there. That's mad neck. That's mad top. He said, "Girl, you look like Madonna." Like just telling her like she could be a star just like Madonna. Like that's mad neck, bro. That, I don't care what that man says. He was fronting. You don't not put a whole ode to a woman like that. Make a whole song about her, telling another girl one day you could be like her.
Oh, he need to make a song called Solange.
Not Solange.
No.
Sade, bro. Sade. My bad. He has a Sade tattoo. Yo, Sade. Everybody loves Sade.
Question. Have you guys been paying attention to, like, how rap has been addressing mental health as of late?
Yeah, there's been some topics on that.
They were talking
like
about
Uzi, XXX.
They said Lil Wayne, like, you know, he wrote about how he, like, tried to commit suicide on one of the Slime songs.
Or some shit recently?
Yeah. He said how he was so mad when he failed. I was like, I feel that, man. I don't feel that, but, like, I feel that.
See where you coming
from, that's
bro.
Last thing you want to do when you try to commit suicide. Fuck.
He
literally said it like literally in the lyric. He was like, I was so mad, I like ruined my whole day. I'm like, yeah, I think that would ruin my whole day too. Damn, man, I didn't want to do nothing today. But I was like, it was so crazy to say that in the lyric. Like, he said that like so like nonchalant, and I was like, that's like so Wayne of him. And he hit it in a Solange album. Like, you'll never hear that lyric on one of his regular songs. And then like they were just going, yeah, they were going down like a lot of stuff, and they were talking about how all the artists have been addressing mental health, and like, you know, like, hopefully it's good that they're starting this, because, you know, in the African American community, it's like a problem to admit, like, when you have a problem. So like,
well, if you have been listening to Joe Budden for the past 10 years, he was mentioned 7 years, he's been saying literally that for all that
time.
Well,
Kid Cudi's literally the forefront
doing it.
Kanye as well, Tupac, Biggie. You know, like, Suicidal Thoughts is one of Biggie's songs.
Eminem
tried to kill himself,
Eminem
though, yeah.
Eminem,
nah. Kid Cudi got the crown for talking about suicide. Because that's the saddest man on the planet. If you listen to everything, Mr. Rager, everything. Kid Cudi's whole career is based on trying to, like, his depression.
Like,
huh?
Since mood music, all the mood music, he has tapes called Mood Music.
No, I know.
He's up to 4.5, and, like, he said his last one would be Mood Music 5, but now he's having a baby. Oh, that's news, too. Joe Budden's having a baby or whatever. And
oh, Kim and Kanye, they're having another girl.
Too.
Yep, everyone. Lots going on. And Allers had the nerve to say ain't nothing been happening. That's crazy. Wow, Allers. Wow.
That's because I've been out of the loop. Like, I'll get it in doses. Like, oh, Joe Budden's having a baby. Oh, I heard today Kanye's having a third child. Oh, this person dropped. Like, I'll hear it in like doses, because I'm not focused on that. I've been getting home at like 8 o'clock every day. Like, I've been trying to work.
So 8 o'clock and you don't know what's going on in the world?
Play hockey. Like,
so 8 o'clock means you can't know what's going on in the world? You can't spend an hour?
I'll be showering, watching Narcos, and go to sleep.
People are getting...
Yeah, dude. I heard it's sick, too.
It is. Narcos is nice.
Watching the show.
Oh, Colin Kaepernick still ain't got a job. He's still sitting on the sidelines and shit.
Yeah, and the kickoff, man.
Donated $33,000 today, I think, to people who were in jail but are having trouble to find a job now.
Must be nice. That's good.
Like he said, he was like, I'll donate $1 million on my next paycheck.
Honestly.
Now he's doing it.
Yeah, right? Amazing.
He still can't get a job. Aaron Rodgers said he should be playing. So, like, now it's just people really don't want him. And he's a Super Bowl quarterback. He played in the Super Bowl. Like, people forget that.
Like, you just give the guy a chance. He has, like, now he's going to play with, like, such a chip on his shoulder. He's
going
to be like, yo, I have to get a W.
Everyone
thought I was pussy. Everyone thought I was bitch made. Everyone got tight at me for, like, saying what I believe.
Yeah.
And if he gets on the field, he's going to kill it.
That face that Cam Newton made, like, after a team goes scored a touchdown, he's holding, like, I got this.
Yeah, like, that's him waiting. That's him waiting on the bench. When they call him in, he's gonna be like, all right, I'm in there.
Hell yeah. There was that.
He should. I mean, who the fuck do the Browns have as a fucking QB?
Got rid of Brock Osweiler. So he was on the Broncos. Then he got traded to another team. Then he got picked up by the Browns. He did the training, and they just released him like a couple days ago or last week.
Wow, they let him on the entire way. That's
the whole
dangerous.
Summer.
That's fucking.
And then now he's back at the Broncos. The Broncos took him back, bro.
At least he got a job, though. I gotta give that shout out. I'd be tight, though.
Yeah. Because
when you do training camp, you're kind of expected. Like, at that point, you're like, yo, I'm gonna be a fucking starter.
Yeah, because he was underpaid Manning.
Even though the fucking, like, whatever, I guess the Browns suck, but it's still sick to start for an NFL
team.
I think so.
Maybe they were just surprised about their quarterback pick, because, like, they've been having trouble with quarterbacks. Like, they've gone through more quarterbacks.
They fucking drafted Manziel. I don't even know if he's in the league anymore.
No, he went back to college. He went back to A&M.
He's trying to.
Is he playing? No, he's not. He can't play.
No, he can't.
Yeah,
play.
Yeah, so once you start
the
college,
unless he's a graduate, like, go.
He's just retrying. He's just trying to.
He's going to school.
Days,
facts. He's probably going crazy there. He's probably chilling with the whole team. Yeah. I'll coach you guys if you let me get in the party for free.
I'll be the QB's best friend.
Yeah, he messed up, and like now, like that's what I'm saying. Kaepernick would be a good person to have on the Browns. Because also that would be a good team for him. Because you can't expect that much out of him. So if he does not, if he doesn't do well, then you can kind of be like, well, the team in general is a crappy team. But like, if he does do well, then you could be like, oh, he's bringing the team up. So I think that that would be a great team for him. Sure. It was that. And then the Dolphins, they took back Jay Cutler. Even though he retired this year, he said, oh, I'm done. And then they picked him up instead of, again, going to Kaepernick. So it was like they just really don't want him because of the stance. And the first game is tonight, Patriots versus Kansas City.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, man. I think it's going to – I'm gonna give it to the Patriots.
Man, Tom Brady laughing. He's going to walk out on the feed. He ain't even going
to He's not even going to run. He's just literally going to be like, all right, let's get this shit started. Another fucking ring. Here I come.
Maybe not. Oakland is a contender now.
Which is crazy, bro. Lynch? They got him. Oakland. That's the weirdest thing. Like, he retired, and now he's back.
I mean – that's like a thing now. Like, after Brett Favre, everybody's, oh, bet. Like, Michael Jordan left, he came back.
I don't
back.
Blame him, though, yo. He just took a few years off. He's probably still a savage. He's definitely still a savage. As good as he was when they won the Super Bowls, no idea. He'd still be a solid player, for sure.
Yeah, and just Marshawn Lynch, he's always going to do his thing.
Yeah.
And then for the NBA, Kyrie Irving.
And the craziest trade ever.
And I don't think. First of all, Cleveland didn't have to trade Kyrie Irving. They could have just kept him. But then at the same time, you don't want a player who doesn't want to be there too.
Yeah, when there's mad like
tension,
it's just the thought, like the idea of where there's smoke, there's fire. Yeah. So if you hear about all this shit, because it wasn't from one person, it was everybody saying the same shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, even if you don't trade Kyrie, you're still gonna have Kyrie playing with Bron after he said, "I don't want to fucking play with him."
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I understand, yo, it's a job. I'm gonna get this shit done, but it would also be a little weird.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. Because then even LeBron had to sit there and lie as if, like, Kyrie didn't say that. but, hey, you know, I think this year, I think I know who's going to take it. The Knicks. Now, I know this is... So listen.
You being serious when you say this?
Guys, listen. Tomorrow. First of all, Hoodie Mello is rated a 98 on NBA Blacktop. Dude, I don't know about you guys. 99.5. Hoodie Mello. And also, listen, he doesn't have Lala no more.
Yeah,
he don't got a wife.
He does. Yeah, he does.
He's still
Listen.
She didn't leave him.
Ah, but you know, I feel like he's back for this. I feel like he's going to get a ring on his own. I feel like this is all he needed. I feel like she was holding him back.
This is what he needed, but she ain't leaving.
He cheated. Now he back with her. He doing good. You know, now he got something to prove. He ain't going to be out here with these hoes no more. You know, he's putting the hoodie up. He doing this for her. He going to win her heart back.
That would be some, like, movie type shit.
All right.
I think it's time.
I love New York. Yeah, I love New York Knicks fans, man. We always have some reason why.
Did you forget?
Some reason to look forward.
Did you forget Golden State?
What is Golden State gonna do against Hoodie Mello? Because Steph Curry. What do we got? What we got? No shape.
Thompson and Curry. Hoodie Mello.
This is what you got. No shape up Curry. No shape up Curry versus Hoodie Mello.
My son, Thompson looks like Squidward's house. No.
No shape up Curry. Is that Golden State jacket?
Honestly,
a peasy head Durant.
Ew,
that's not good, man.
Even worse shape up.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta get the nose guard Kobe, face mask Kobe.
So the Warriors are winning.
The Warriors are losing in the final.
They got their coach back.
4-1 to the Knicks.
Huh?
That's what we're gonna call it right now at the first podcast.
Who's losing?
The Warriors are losing 4-1 to the Knicks in the finals.
4-1 to the Knicks. You know what? If that happens, somebody owes us like $10 million for predicting that shit. I think that the Warriors still going to win.
The West is going to be a lot more competitive, which is pretty sick. Like, the Thunder got Paul George.
Yeah.
CP3's with the Rockets.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
So, the Timberwolves got Butler.
They got Butler, Wiggins, Levine.
The Celtics are going to be nice, but I think LeBron's still going to come out the East. It's going to be a lot more competitive.
Because now it's just Kyrie and Hayward instead of Isaiah and Hayward.
They traded Kyrie, but they got Isaiah Thomas, and he's not bad.
Well, yeah, but they were talking about the hip injury.
Okay, I don't know what's the word on that, because they're saying he can come back before the season, he can come back by halfway into the season. It doesn't matter. As long as they're in, as long as he's good to go by the playoffs.
D-Rose still on the Knicks question?
Huh?
D-Rose still on the Knicks?
No, he's in the Cavs now.
Oh, where? They just D-Rose?
Yeah.
He's playing with LeBron.
D-Rose just be going, I don't even know. Knicks just be doing so much. Like, I can't even keep up with the roster.
No one offered D-Rose a contract except the Cavs.
Oh, nice.
The Cavs gave him, like, $2 million. That's it.
Hopefully, Cavs win and give my son D-Rose a ring. That'd be nice.
Nah, I think he's gonna kill it, dude. Him and LeBron, that'd be sick together.
Nah, he's gonna get an injury halfway through.
That's what I was thinking. Like,
he ain't going nowhere.
Bro, you know, watch, that's sad.
He's playing with LeBron. He's on the LeBron like regimen or whatever the fuck LeBron does to his players. He's gonna be fine. He's gonna play. Nah, I don't know if
nah LeBron gonna game. Be like, stand here, do not move. Jump shots. You will goal, shoot the ball. Jump shots. You gonna take goal. The shots, yeah, all right? Put I'll do all the work.
Put this leg brace on in advance.
We'll play 4-on-5 on defense. It's all good. Just stay back.
Just stay offside. Just stay right here.
Nah. You gotta bring a wheelchair when you got D Rose on your team. You gotta keep a wheelchair on hand just in case.
When he comes off the bench, he sits on a wheelchair. Doesn't even sit with the team. Y'all watch the Mayweather McGregor fight?
No. Nah, but there was no doubt in my mind. People thought that McGregor was gonna win. I don't know, man.
That was insane.
Dude, he was getting knocked out in practice.
No funny, like Mayweather really is like arrogant and like mad loud and mad ignorant and mad like crazy, but like Conor McGregor was all those things up. Times 10.
Yeah.
Like I don't really know how like people would say Mayweather deserves to lose because he's mad ignorant and mad loud.
Nigga
like,
wore a
what
suit.
Is McGregor doing? Because literally he's coming from I don't know. Like I was just reading all McGregor's insults. It's like yo, I can't even like listen to this guy. Like,
nigga wore a suit that said fuck you.
I couldn't wait. For
that was clap. That I like. That I was like, I'll give you that one.
I
but every.
Wait for this boy to just kick the shit out. Like, Mayweather,
I was mad when the ref stopped it. I was like, nah, keep going. He wanted this. Keep going. Nigga punched him 3 times. The ref was like, all right, you done, bro. And then he broke the rules so many times. Like, he like, held Floyd. Like, he did, like, a hammer punch kind of on him. Like, if it was any regular boxer, like, they would have been. Oh, yeah, Brendan's over here.
Yeah, I saw the fight with
you. He was here. We watched the fight. In this,
yeah, so it was actually pretty strong in the first few rounds, McGregor.
No, but that's
the thing about it. I think that McGregor had no chance of winning an actual boxing match. He had a chance if he could have KO'd Mayweather in the first three. But then again, you're saying it like it's easy. Mayweather is now 50-0 mm-hmm. for a reason. Probably one of the best defensive or the best defensive boxer of all time. You know what I mean?
To be honest, I can really say I know this sounds insane, but I believe Mayweather's the best boxer of all time, hands down. Because, yes, Muhammad Ali is...
Yeah, pound for pound.
Muhammad Ali was way more entertaining. Every boxer is way more entertaining. Mayweather's not entertaining to me. I don't even like skill-wise. Really watch him. But skill-wise, you're not supposed to get hit as a boxer. It's an art form. And the only person who doesn't have brain damage at 40 years old and still boxing is Mayweather. Because Muhammad Ali had Parkinson's by this time, to be honest. Which is really terrible. He was a great boxer. Yeah. You know,
but he also went to jail, too.
I will say this, though.
Oh, that's true, yeah. He was still getting hit, though. Parkinson didn't come from jail. Nah, I know a lot of people in jail without Parkinson's. But I only know a few boxers with Parkinson's. I'm just saying.
I know, but for McGregor, like, he's an MMA fighter. It's like his first boxing match. So, yeah. Deal 9 rounds.
Everybody,
the best.
Whoever is a real, I gotta say, that's pretty impressive. Whoever's a real boxing fan knew exactly what would happen, they called it. They were like, McGregor's going to come out swinging.
Floyd was going to win.
Floyd's going to duck, bob, and weave. And then in the later rounds, he's going to hit him. And, like, Floyd didn't even have to come out and hit him, to be honest. He just did that because he said, I didn't want to give the fans a boring fight at the end. And so he decided to come out and then TKO'd McGregor. Like, that was it. Now McGregor's going to go back to fight. I think he wanted to fight Nate Diaz for the third time. Nate Diaz won. Then McGregor won. Now they got to have the third fight to see who's going to win. But the real fight for the boxing fans is Triple G versus Canelo. That's going to happen... this month, I think at the end of the month, the 20-something of this month. So, I'm going to watch that, too. I'm not, like, a huge boxing fan, but, like, I'll watch, like... I'll watch... And I've seen a Canelo fight before, too, so... he's good.
He'll probably be more entertaining. I think he gets hit, unlike Mayweather.
I think he gets hit.
Just doesn't get hit. I think people are so mad he doesn't get hit.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. People are like, yo, it's boring.
That's all it's about.
I was mad or disappointed at the Pacquiao fight. That was, like, a little bit boring. But this one, I was like, God.
Yeah, but that's another thing. Pacquiao's a boxer. Like, you get hit with those hits, that's real hits. Like, McGregor, I believe McGregor will knock me out. But if McGregor don't hit me... McGregor ain't knocking me out. If you can't hit me, you can't knock me out. Pacquiao, exactly. Don't play with Pacquiao's hits. McGregor, you can play with his hits because he doesn't have enough stamina. Because at the end of the day, McGregor will hit you, he'll get tired, and he'll slam you. If he can't slam you, he can't keep
and
hits.
That's
what I said.
Like, in MMA, like you, and also you could rest. Like you could hold on to the person, you could put him on the ground, hold him, you could catch your breath and rest a little bit, and then you could get back up and then start hitting him.
You could like not hit a guy at all in MMA, walk out, freaking tackle him and put him in a leg lock and have him tap out like that without swinging and throwing a single punch in my
head. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in boxing, nah. That's why I like for him. McGregor did his thing. I will give him that. But at the same time, like, I feel like it's good. It's really good that he did his thing because he really did really do an amazing feat. But people were writing paragraphs like fucking long ass letters about excuses. But if Mayweather had lost, there would have been no excuses. It meant Mayweather lost.
Yeah, like, oh, Mayweather, like, right, you sport. Knew what he was what doing. He's done this for 20 thing. Years. Hasn't hit the mat since 2001. We was five, nigga. We were 5 years old.
But at the end of the day, they both walked out with millions of dollars. So there was
no $350 million for Mayweather, $100 million from McGregor. Like, his mom was at the fight. Like,
if I got paid $100 million to get beat up by Mayweather, I'd be happy.
I'd take that $100 million.
I would love it.
I'll fix my brain damage, bro.
I don't even think Mayweather can hit that hard. I feel like I just... I don't see my man knocking nobody out. I feel like, you know, Mayweather don't got the hands like that, but I feel like, you know, I feel like Mayweather just one of the dudes who just keep messing with you to be like, all right, let me just blow some smooth wind your way.
I feel like he would play with you for a bit and then just get bored and like knock you out.
He'd probably just go in and beat your ass real quick and that's
it. I ain't seen Mayweather knock somebody out since he was 20.
He broke the Big Show's nose.
Big Show kind of sat down and let that happen because Big Show.
But he still dodged.
Mayweather knocking me out, but he ain't knocking me out. He knocking me out, but he ain't knocking me out.
Moses is gonna let me run off the stage, dude.
he's gonna tag me one time, and be like, yo, hold up. I'm gonna grab me, like, hold on. If you knock me out this fast, you ain't gonna get paid either. That's what I'm gonna say. If I lose right now, you ain't getting paid either. Then he goes,
oh, yeah, that would work.
He goes, shit. Let's wait till the 12th round, bro.
Let's just drag it out.
Give me 10-7. Give me 10-7.
Let me get some punches in, you know. It's gonna look good.
All right, let me try to knock you out, and if I don't, you can knock me out.
I think he's like, my.
Yeah, he's all right. He's like, how much he weigh?
He's 49 years old. I mean, he can't give me that good. He really can't.
How much he weigh again? Nah, I got you,
no,
bro.
He's 39. He's about 40 years old. He can't give me that good. He's an old man. He ain't that physical no more. He just too skilled, man. You know what I mean?
Nigga said,
he don't work the body, but he ain't going. This ain't Mike Tyson. Listen, I see Mike Tyson's knockout. I ain't seen Mayweather's knockouts like that. I done been knocked out before. Mike Tyson knockout will change your life. A Mayweather knockout, I feel like he's a regular nigga on the street who just knocked me out. I'm just saying. I'm not saying Mayweather's trash. I just said he's the best boxer of all time, but not the best fighter of all time. Like, this ain't Street Fighter. Mike Tyson has Street Fighter hits. That was insane. I saw how he hit somebody one time and said, how is that man alive? How? Jesus. His children will have brain damage. His semen is going to come out crazy. Yeah, like, that was insane.
It'll change the way you look, his punch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But not just the different styles.
Conor McGregor suffered mild traumatic brain injury in TKO.
Damn, Mike Tyson.
Over here, I could flip Mayweather can knock me out. He won't knock me out.
But see, but that's also because Conor McGregor wouldn't give up. At the end, my black ass gonna be like, all right, that's it. Nah. I'm gonna look over my black eye and throw the towel.
Oh, to be fair, he is an MMA fighter, so I'm sure he had like a hot kick before that.
He tried to keep getting up before that happened. If you get knocked down like twice, why are you still trying to get up? I feel you, like, you want to win. I feel you have something. How long is a round?
Like 2 minutes and 30 seconds?
Huh?
2 minutes, 30 seconds?
2 minutes, 30 seconds for Mayweather? Mm-hmm. How much are you getting paid?
However,
$100.
$100.
All right, in a boxing or just a regular fight?
Boxing.
In a regular fight. I'll be honest. I feel like in a regular fight, the thing is, he's going to come to me, and just the way I'm going to slam this nigga, he's like, wow, like, shit. He's going to hit me. That's the thing, though. When I slam him, he's going to hit me from the ground. That might knock me out. But I'm going to slam him. He's going to hit the ground.
I'm gonna give him some things right here.
I ain't never seen a man with that much confidence.
2 minutes and 30 seconds boxing? But you know, he don't really be going after people, so I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I might be good. Like, he's gonna wait for me to go after him, and I'm just gonna be standing in one corner, like, breathing hard and shit, like,
hey, man, I'll just be dancing with
him. Hey, man, hey, what you trying to do, man? Hey.
Nah, I will say most. I will pay to see that fight.
I would drop 100 to see that. Fuck McGregor. I would drop 100 to see Moses fight Mayweather. I wouldn't fight McGregor. Moses versus Mayweather.
I wouldn't fight McGregor, but I'll fight Mayweather. I wouldn't fight McGregor.
Bro,
I feel like McGregor would do too much dirty shit that I'd have to look in the parking lot after the fight and be like, yo, you fucked up. I'm like, McGregor, it's all well and good. I respect you, but I'm going to have to, like, and just pop on him in the parking lot.
Nah, bro. Moses is going to look to his.
You ever, like, watch WWE when, like, somebody would drive in the parking lot and run over the opponent before he was going to the game? I'm running him over before we go on the match.
Hit with the chair.
Yeah, I'm hitting with chair all whole night. And be like, all right, now I'm going. Like, he's gonna get hit with a ladder and be limping.
See, Moses in the ring, like, where you at? Where you at?
Oh, you mean my pony got beat up before the match?
Oh shit, what? That's crazy, bro. The winner, I hope he's by okay.
TKO. And I'll have the cool wrestler name.
That's, nah. Start flexing afterwards. Like, you really got it.
Wow. Nah, Nick, yeah. Moses is gonna turn to his trainer. Towel.
Wow, Mayweather
towel.
Has been on. Wait. does the win to the Big Show count as a win? I don't think so. No. I just had to ask.
That's in the WWE.
No, the Big Show, that counts as a win in any fight.
I'm asking about
the Big Show. When it comes to the 50, you know, the Big Show.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. There's a lot of people there.
The Big Show was down on one knee.
I feel like no, but at the same time, I feel like yes. I'm not even holding you.
I'll say just because
I feel like no, but I feel like it was a win.
No, for what?
In the boxing record. Because you'd be surprised. It's all fixed anyway.
It's not a.
I said it.
I don't know.
Donald Trump is in WWE.
Donald Trump took an L in WWE.
He did. No, that was the only time I actually like cheered for him because I was like really into it and the whole storyline. But nah, fuck that shit.
It's so weird to like look at him in WWE and then realize he's president now.
He ain't president, bro. You can say he's not.
The guy who was in WWE.
Oh, we switched. We went 360. We went 360. Nah.
Guys, you know what time it is.
It still is a joke
about that.
You know what time it is.
Nah, the difference is, I remember people saying, yo, Trump's running.
You know what time it is, guys.
I kept telling my parents, don't laugh at that.
It's politics time.
All right, let's go.
All right, well, I am taking political science class. I want to open up about DACA. I really want to open up about DACA because I've been seeing a lot of posts on social media, and I'm not going to hold you. I'm an angry person. I hold no bars. Trump is an asshole. I do not like Trump. I hate him. But we need to stop blaming him for DACA. That's number one. I just want to let that be known. I don't come to his... No, I'm being honest. Because what I read from the report, what I seriously read, Trump wants to go back against everything Obama ever did because Trump just has a personal vendetta from when Obama...
Well, the Republicans are
but
just...
The thing about Trump is Trump said, I will not get rid of DACA until you guys find a replacement. Republicans said, no, you're going to get rid of this now or we're going to sue you. That's why those 12 states are suing him. So ironically, everybody blames Trump. It's just that Republicans now have a fall guy. So like all these racist and horrible like events, Trump is just the mad face behind
it. It works both ways though. Yeah. It worked because they could use him and then he could use them they didn't get this passed, this bill passed.
I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm really not. But I'm saying this one act in his entire presidency.
Nah, that's not just one.
I feel like every act has been him, but this one act for once was not 100% him. And even he was like, wait, you can't deport all these people. That's going to ruin my economy.
He's like learning on the job.
No, but even in his speech when he was running, he said, oh, I'm trying to get rid of all the bad immigrants. Obviously saying horrible racist things like they rape, they steal, but the hard workers can stay. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to keep the hard workers. They're like, yeah, nah, like, we're getting rid of all of them. He's like, wait, hold on.
you mean the ones that built Mar-a-Lago? Oh, fuck that.
Hold on. He's like, can we talk about this for a second? Like,
nah, bro.
My towers and stuff? Like,
nigga, Jorge fixed my grass every morning on this shit.
Like, Trump has done a lot, but for once, this is the one evil I've seen, like, him completely be bashed for. And I'm like, you know, like...
I mean, well, that's the thing. You're the face of whatever.
Well, the
gets
thing
passed.
Is, too, that Congress only have like 6 months to actually get a replacement. So,
like, there
I
was
don't know how they're going to do that. They can't even patch a budget. So.
Honestly,
they're too old.
Democrats. I know the Republicans are mad. Like, he just went out and signed a budget off with the Democrats. It was like breaking news today. I think.
Oh yeah.
And like, because of that, like the Republicans were in the headline. Like, they don't know what's going on. Like,
Trump is
such a wild card at this point that. Nobody knows what to do with
them. If nigga decides we dying today with North Korea, we dying today with North Korea.
North Korea
is not part of the politics section. We will not speak about North Korea. Just like the, what was that song? What was that movie? The interview. The interview? Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like Seth the interview. Oh, we're not going to speak about North Korea.
I've never seen
that
movie.
I'm good. You know what? North Korea, you got it. Mm-hmm. Kim Jong-un, we're not. Hey.
Quiet.
You don't
want quiet to be quiet.
Set.
Next.
All right. Nah, but I don't even think he's going to be impeached because that should, one, it takes too long. Mm. And two, like, when you just wait till he's done.
Like, remember this too. Term. When Bill Clinton was impeached, he was impeached by the Republicans. The Democrats still had his back.
Yeah.
When Nixon was impeached for Watergate, the Democrats didn't have his back. And the Republicans couldn't side with that because that made them all like cheaters. So they didn't have his back. Right now, Trump doesn't have no real support because he had to side with the Democrats for a day. He doesn't have a lot of support. All the Democrats,
Democrats don't like him. Republicans don't do him, so. Nobody likes him.
They might just. You'd be surprised because I don't really see a lot of Republicans trying to keep that.
Well, that's the thing. They could file for impeachment, but the process that could take, because you have to get all the votes and everything to be passed. So it could. 51 votes. But like, Mike Pence, Mike Pence, he really wanted to be president. Trump was somewhere else. Mike Pence was in town. He made sure. He's like, I'm going to Houston. Fuck what Trump's doing. I'm going there. I'm going to show my face. I'm going to do whatever I need to do that's presidential. So when this man gets impeached, I'm going to be ready. Like,
I think I'm ready for Paul Ryan. I feel like he's bad too, but I don't know.
Nah, he's bad.
Which was worse, Pence or Mike or Ryan?
Pence believes in shock therapy for gay people, like shock.
And what's Ryan about?
He's spineless. Like,
he's just corrupt. That's all.
He's corrupt. He's spineless. Like anything that Trump says, like even though
Hillary
like
was too. So let's just get Ryan.
Hillary. Not like Ryan though. Not like Ryan. Like he's like everything. Literally everything that he said. Like, he backed off on as soon as Trump said something else, and he didn't stand up to him. It was only, like, some things where he was, like, really, really racist. Then he was like, okay, you can't say this. But, like, certain shit, he just let go. Like, the whole party, basically. Certain stuff, they let go. There's only a couple things that him and Mitch McConnell disagreed with Trump against. And now Trump, he fired so many people. Yeah. So now they might be like, okay, like, you could go against him, but he might actually fire you in the end. So you might lose your job.
Yeah, well. What's his name? You know, Martin Luther King, like, said, he was like, you know, the biggest plague that faces us as a nation is not the racism of those who hate, but the silence of those who like the peaceful racism.
Yeah, those,
like, rather have peace than
so basically than, like, when Charlottesville's happening, those people who don't do anything or don't say anything.
Right. Not the people who are doing something, the people who, like, know it's wrong and would rather just keep peace and honestly, that's what the Republican Party is doing. Like, you know, I understand they want to keep a union, but honestly, like, you know, like, if you feel like that, then you might as well just put your hood on. But if you don't feel like that, you really need to step up, honestly.
Yeah.
Like,
and that was the other thing too with Charlottesville, that showed his testament as, or what he's doing as a president, how he was basically like, oh, there's bad people on both sides. Yeah, well, both sides aren't walking around. First of all, how you get a tiki torch in your white, like, that's Hawaiian, bro. At least stick to get a, because of course, like, if you get fuel and stuff and you put a towel cloth, it's gonna burn real fast, so you can't really get that. So they got the tiki torches. But, like, he basically said bad people on both sides, not, and at first he didn't condemn them, then after he went back, and then he said white supremacists and KKK people, and then, like, again, he said, I meant both sides, so he's basically, like, playing with them, and, well, he's not playing with us, because we know, like, he's not for us.
He's catering to his base.
Like there was a guy, he drove, he didn't give a shit about his car, he drove straight through a crowd of people, smashed his car, and then, now he's arrested, but, like, he really did not care. He killed somebody, like, he didn't give a shit. And Trump saying there's bad people on both sides, at least Black Lives Matter is fighting for, you know, people getting shot and killed or harassed or all that by police. And they're, like, nobody's starting shit. Nobody's going there to fight the police. They're going to protest and to create awareness for what's happening.
Yeah. It's just kind of like a real, like, perception, like life. I feel like everybody really needs to just take a step into other people's shoes, you know what I mean? But, like, it's really insane, man, honestly. Because, like, as a nation, like, we all, like, we're like, really diverse. We're all come from different walks of life, different ethnicities, different cultures, different religions. And it's just, like, we never, like, try to think, how does somebody else feel?
But that's the problem. If you live in a rural area where there's not,
where there's no black people or very little black people, very little Latino people, very little Asian people, Muslim people. So then you don't get to experience talking to them and saying, oh, this is how they act and stuff like that. Because that's why New York and L.A., they're so democratic because, or like even in red states, the big cities are mainly democratic because you get to experience other people. You see shit outside of your fucking two-door house, like, or farm you live on, or whatever you do, you get to see people and say, oh, this is how they really are. Not all Muslims are terrorists. Not all black people have guns or shoot people and rob and steal and stuff like that. So you get to actually talk to other people, and that's also the problem too. But like, you can't just, what, you're gonna fly everybody, oh, here, take a trip to New York for a day, get to talk to black people and like, and get to see, you know, how they really act. And you know, that's a problem that we need to address. But I personally don't know how you could solve that problem.
I don't know. When I lived in Texas, like, Houston is a pretty, like, liberal city. And then, yeah, like, as you went outwards into, like, the desert, mm-hmm, yeah, it got more conservative. But, honestly, there's really, like, not much you can do. Like, we have television now. We have modern communication. Mm-hmm. And even if you live in, like, the middle of nowhere, you still have, like, exposure, so...
Yeah, but then you just see what you see on TV. And also, the news in the U.S. doesn't do a good job of representing other people. Like, you'll get BBC, you could see what's happening in England, of course, but then you'll see France, you'll see Italy, and you'll even see parts of Africa, what's happening there, or the Middle East. Like, you'll see different parts of different places. Here in the, like, they'll have breaking news, that shit that broke at 1 o'clock. Like, shit broke 10 a.m. and then Don Lemon breaking news at 10 p.m. Like, no, that was 12 hours ago, bro. Like, you're still talking about the same thing. You're not bringing anything new that people could talk about or that people would maybe be interested in because you're not trying. Like, there's this, they have this this thing on CNN, like, the history of this, the history of comedy. They had thing on the 90s, like, documentaries and mini documentary series. And, like, you can't watch it. Because it comes on Thursday, and then Trump did something, and now the whole Thursday is gone. Because this one guy did something. I mean, he's the president, but just because he said one thing, now this whole Thursday is gone. Like, you can't watch, you can't continue with what you want to do, because they're doing breaking news, that shit that broke like 10 hours ago. So yeah, I don't know what's gonna happen for Charlottesville. That's a whole another thing. Like, just how he basically gave them the right. Not saying it, to do what they're doing. Like, he made them feel comfortable coming out and saying, oh, Jews will not replace us, these people will not replace us, oh, I hate this person, I hate that person. Like, he basically made them feel comfortable. David Duke coming out and saying, oh, you know, the KKK thanks Trump for what he's doing in the White House and stuff. And even though he fired Steve Bannon, now Steve Bannon has the knowledge, or he has certain things that he needs to know that he got in the White House and in briefings and stuff like that he could bring back to Breitbart News. And that's, so he might be even more dangerous now at Breitbart than he was in the White House. So
I expected Trump to to not condemn like the KKK, because honestly, like, they're his base, like, they're people voted for him, so
yeah,
why would he alienate them?
That's a fact.
Yeah,
but that's his voter base, that's the few people.
And then people got mad when Hillary said, oh, she called them deplorables. Like, so people who say they hate black people, hate gay people, hate everybody, they're not deplorable? Like, come on, bro. And we ain't even talk about hurricanes yet, bro. We ain't even get it to hurricanes.
Welcome to 2017. Yeah,
and we thought Houston. 2016 was bad. Destroying Houston.
No, a great 2017.
Hurricane Irma. It's better, Florida. But like, Hurricane Irma followed through, and like, that's wrecking the Caribbean. And now it's going to Florida. We only in September. Like, we have, what, 4 months? 3 months? Pretty October, crazy. November.
It's been a pretty crazy year, all things considered.
Yeah. Yeah, at least not many people died. Last year, everybody died. God took everybody last year. You can't take nobody this year. Nigga took Prince, Muhammad Ali. Who else? Snape from Harry Potter. But I don't know. You guys got any sleepers? Any songs you want to play?
Let's see. All right.
Niggas,
I'll hit something up. Let me get that aux. So this one is off of Triple X's album. I just kind of started listening to this today. It's like it's probably like one of the more popular songs off the album. It's kind of like his tribute to like this girl, a friend of his that like committed suicide. So yeah, it's pretty touching.
Put 10 shots in my brain. I've been tripping about some things can't change. So it's all the same time, Montaigne. Put you this in, begging a phone call. Girl that you fuck with, kill herself. That was this summer and nobody helped. And ever since then, when I hate myself, wanna fucking end it. Pessimistic. All wanna see me when the pot to piss in. But niggas been inside about a grave I'm digging. Have a conversation about my haste decisions. Fucking sickening. At the same time, memories surfaced through the grapevine. But my uncle playing with a slipknot. Plus, I'm out of stress, got me fucked up. Been fucked up since a couple months, they had a nigga locked up.
I'll be feeling pain just over.
So that was X?
Yeah, that was Triple X, Jocelyn Flores. Yeah.
Nigga, stop being thrown into a freaking barricade. Get his life together.
He tried to have a free concert recently, and that shit was crazy, apparently.
Didn't they get it shut down?
Like, they like, hit his car or something like that. There was, like, tear gas, I heard.
Mm-hmm. You want to play a song?
Yeah, sure, I'll play a song.
Off the new ASAP.
Sleeper song, ASAP. Let's go.
I used to bump raw tea on the way to my pop's crib on the east. Cause ain't no love in these streets. West side, like Double Oak used to be. Unified, it's how it's supposed to be. I am the keeper of my brother from another. Birth from the struggle, same goals, just divided by street codes. Streets cold, hope to seat up the soul. Reach for your goals like you reach for the stars. I weigh the eyes like the hand I was dealt. I'm just that from the four that wanted more for himself. We're from big wheels to coup de villes. From cap guns, now we shoot to live. Hope we survive, cause tomorrow gotta do it big. My huggies ain't cheap, and my mama need a bigger crib. Hey, 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 hey.
Alright, that was Loot. Loot on Dreamville. I wonder where J. Cole is. Nigga probably in the mountains too.
Right? It looks like he lives there for fun. Not even also
the only black man that cancer fund.
That's what I'm saying, bro. He made a song about folding clothes. That nigga's woke.
I'm play a song by
folding clothes.
Not that. See, I didn't like that album either. Not like J. Cole. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you compare it to his other ones, you can't compare. Like the only thing you could compare is one of his mixtapes. Like that's the only thing you could compare. So I'm gonna play a song by Royce da 5'9". I've been listening to this mixtape like every single day for the past like 4 or 5 months whenever it came out.
I don't got comrades, I just ride with the gun, cash and a good girl that's gone bad. I don't have to have a hit, shit could be a bump, I'm ready for combat. This ain't really what you want, and I ain't really fascinated with your Benz price. Fall back and get your
carjack while the engine masturbate the twin pipe. I'll beat you down. Only time you heard about me backing up is the armored truck beeping sound. Instead of battle rapping with you, I'd rather speak in rounds. True veteran, sickening flow, you couldn't do better than show up to your crib, dig a 6-foot hole, introduce you to your new residence. Y'all with all the flash and all the autographs about. Y'all niggas acting like bras is all y'all fault. The Remy Ma, the hardest rapper out. Y'all only do music with people cause they hot, so your point is stupid. I just wanna stay the fuck away from you and do a joiner to a joiner Lucas.
So yeah, that was Royce da 5'9" Combat. He basically did like all like what Wayne did back in like 2010. Like he did all freestyles off different people's beats, like what Wayne did with the Sorry for the Wait mixtapes and all that. Those are classics too, in my opinion. Those are all great. And like I went back and listened to him with Eminem. Like, you know, so I'm really ready for Eminem's album. I think he's gonna do great things.
I hope so, man. There's a lot of Eminem fans. I'm not even that huge of an Eminem fan, but you gotta realize, like, he's like technically he's one of the best rappers. You know what I'm saying? The way he raps.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like him.
Yeah, it's true. All right, y'all good?
You're ready? It's been a very long week. You're gonna come back next week stronger than ever.
Long day, long 3 weeks.
Ever.
It's been a long 4 weeks, bro.
Honestly, man, since like the week before his class started, everything's been like getting kicked into high gear. Like a lot of the summer was chill. Make money, hung out, did your own thing. Basically, right? But towards the end of it, shit just started getting crazy out of hand.
Yeah.
That's just me personally, though.
All right, we are the Damn Podcast. Dominic, Andrew, Moses, signing out.
Have a good one.
Here.